This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been studying the last two times on a lesson based on the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, where Jesus said, "And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so?" There you see Jesus is saying, even people who do not even profess to follow God, to be a servant of God, to be a person who is righteous, will at least do good to those who do good to him. But there is a standard for those who profess to follow Christ that is higher. You remember that Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verses 20 and 21, "If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head." You see, you must do more than the average person who will love his friends but hate his enemies. The follower of Christ will love his friends and his family, his brethren to be sure, but he will also love, that is, seek to do good even to his enemies. Now, we also have studied the fact that you should realize that you can be bigger than your environment. Don't say to yourself today, "Well, I've had this kind of situation. I was poor when I was a child. There was nothing I could do about it." You can rise above it. You can be a great person. Now, in the third place, I suggest, as a part of the life that is excellent, of daring to excel, is to accept your limitations, but don't manufacture those limitations. Say, in effect, "I, John Smith, accept myself with my inherited endowments and the handicaps and the elements of my environment which I cannot control, but now I will see what I can do with this John Smith which I find myself to be and in the circumstances in which I find myself." We simply must not allow our limitations, whether they be what we have inherited. Some people are born more intelligent than others. Some are born stronger. They have a stronger body, a better health. Some have a greater personality, better physical looks, and so forth. But there is none of us that needs to simply say, "Well, I cannot rise above them. I will be whipped by my limitations, which I receive from my parents by way of heredity." Someone has well said that envy is ignorance. You ought not to spend your time in envying people who are rich, people who are handsome or beautiful, or people who are very intelligent, or people who have great power. You should recognize that you yourself are an individual, a unique individual, one who in the sight of God is worth more than this whole world, and one who can do a great deal with yourself. It has also been well said that imitation is suicide. Why should you spend your time in your life trying to imitate other people? Some people pick out a famous person, maybe a singer, a movie actress, a television star, a football player, or something, trying to imitate them. The imitator, the person we should imitate, is the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. And to spend your life in trying to imitate some other human being is to simply, in effect, to kill yourself. That is, to kill yourself in the sense that you're no longer really you, living up to your own capacities and your own uniqueness. And so I suggest to you, in the third place, that to live the excelling life is to learn to accept your limitations, but don't go through life manufacturing limitations. Then, in the next place, in the fourth place, as a part of the excelling life, I suggest that you should realize your greatness presently, and your potential greatness. You know, almost everyone feels deficient. Almost everyone can stop and think and realize that in some ways he falls short of other people's. When it gnaws at us, the shy may become aggressive, the embarrassed may become effusive, and the timid may become blustering and braggadocio. You see, we tend to react to the opposite extreme of what we really see within ourselves as pertains to our shortcomings. But I want to plead with you that you can be great at something. Einstein was great in the field of physics, Babe Ruth was great in the field of baseball, and you can be great at something. God has given you individual talents, and you can be great as you develop those talents. But our time is gone for today. May God bless you as you apply to your life the pleading of Jesus that you live the excelling life.